Hi, and welcome to your audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com on how to ensure someone actually accepts your good advice. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and I'm going to give you a scientifically proven way to make your advice more easily accepted and compelling. The writer John Steinbeck said, "You know how advice is. You only want it if it agrees with something you wanted to do anyway." And there's something in that. Now, you might have heard it said that people should be free to make their own mistakes. So the presumption there is that in order to learn from mistakes so as to avoid similar mistakes in future, you should make plenty of them. So I think there are a couple of things here worth looking at. First off, it's right that we shouldn't be too scared of making mistakes, otherwise we can end up not really trying for anything, being too cautious and over-focused on avoiding discomforts or threats, so we don't really go for opportunities. As the saying has it, if you don't make any mistakes, you don't make anything. But it's also true that we only have so much time on this earth, and if we can avoid as many mistakes as possible because we're observant, then all the better. If we can learn from other people's mistakes and other people's experience, then so much the better still. Now, when I'm talking about giving advice here, I'm talking about giving it with good intentions. We all know people who like to dish out advice to all and sundry, but for their own benefit. Perhaps they like the sound of their own voice, which is really another way of saying they crave more than their fair share of attention. Or perhaps they haven't learned to communicate in ways that don't involve telling others how to live. Like it or not, human relationships, personal or professional, include elements of power play. If you're always giving out unasked for advice, you can make the other person feel powerless and therefore disconnected from you. They may start to avoid you or see you as a know-it-all, and they will automatically start to close their ears to you. So I think it's best to give advice not for your own ego or because you like the feeling of being listened to, but because you genuinely have the interests of the other person you wish to offer your advice to at heart. So, I think it's best to give advice not for your own ego or because you like the feeling of being listened to, but because you genuinely have the interests of the person you wish to offer your advice to at heart. And I think being able in turn to listen to valuable advice from a trusted source might help us avoid blind alleys that can take years away from us. So while we can certainly learn from our own mistakes, I also think we can and should be able to learn from other people's experience. And of course, I include myself in that. It's not that advice givers have to pretend to have all the answers, but if someone has already travelled a journey that you want to make yourself, then they just might be the person to listen to. And sometimes, especially as you grow older, you can often see likely consequences to proposed courses of action or inaction. But so often advice seems to fall on deaf ears. Some people seem really resistant to advice. They might claim they already know what you're telling them. Yeah, I know all that. Or they might come up with a list of reasons why your advice couldn't possibly apply to them. Or they pay lip service and agree with what you say with a, "Yes, absolutely." But of course, you know they'll do their own thing anyway, which might be really bad for them and others. Advice needs to be given in the right way, or you might as well try and plant acorns in concrete. There are many ways to influence people, but I'm just going to focus on one here. According to a fascinating study conducted at the University of Pennsylvania, the things you think about before you hear advice have a huge impact on whether you actually feel compelled to take that advice or not. The researchers found that reflecting on your core values immediately before being given advice dramatically increased the likelihood of advice acceptance. If you know anything about psychology, that's not too surprising, but it is surprising just how powerful an effect core value focus has on leading people to accept advice. Professor Emily Falk, the lead author of the study, said, and I quote, "Our findings highlight that something as simple as reflecting on core values can fundamentally change the way our brains respond to the kinds of messages we encounter every day. Over time, that makes the potential impact huge." So why might that be? Well, we all have a great need to feel that we have some influence and some control in our lives. It might be that reflecting on core values makes you remember your own self-directedness and autonomy, so it feels less threatening to accept outside influence. It might also be that reflecting on core values makes you think about the wider context of your life, so it's not just what seems good in the short term that feels important to you. Core value focus helps us see the bigger picture and feel empowered. It primes us to be more interested in accepting ideas that fit into who we feel we are and what we feel we're about as a human being. According to the researchers, when you focus on bigger picture core values, what really matters to you, it really gets the juices flowing in your ventromedial prefrontal cortex. I'm not sure you or I really needed to know that, but just think of it as the region of your brain which, in this case, we just call your good advice taker. The more you stimulate activity there, the more likely you are to listen to and trust expert advice. So someone is more likely to accept your advice to come clean about something they had not been honest about after focusing on their core value that honesty and the respect of others is important to them. We take them from the wider context, so it's much easier to then help them focus down on a specific context. Honesty generally can become honesty specifically. Now, someone might not feel that honesty is one of their core values, but they might think that courage is. So courage might be the core value that helps them to accept your advice to own up to something that they really perhaps need to own up to, or whatever. We can't force a core value upon someone, but we might ask them, do you think honesty is important in the world? A very general consideration. If they say no, then you might ask them what is important in their view. Okay, so how can we put this principle into practice when influencing others as a way of priming them to be more open to your pearls of wisdom? Well, first off, you can simply talk to someone about what's important to them. For example, say you want to encourage someone to, exercise more. Rather than going straight in with, you really should exercise more, you might start to talk to them about what they think's important in life. You might ask them if they believe health's important and discuss how health is partly a matter of luck, but also in a large part like a long-term investment. In order to reap lifelong benefits, a person needs to eat well, avoid too much bad stuff, and also exercise enough so that the body adapts to that exercise, becoming stronger and healthier. Now, something like that would need to be a two-way discussion of the topic, of course, rather than you just telling them what you believe. So once they've stated a core value, such as that they think health is really important, then you could expand on that idea. After that, you could suggest they join the gym you belong to, as there's a special offer available. So you've got them to focus on the bigger picture of their long-term health. You've got them focused on a core value, and then you've delivered your advice. This might sound like a subtle distinction, but it's very different from you going in and saying something along the lines of, you need to join my gym so you can get yourself healthy. The way to get someone to focus on their core values isn't necessarily to ask them what they want, but rather to ask them what they feel is important. So if I ask you what you want, you might say, because you feel tired, that you want to rest up for a week at home watching TV. Or you want to have an affair with the attractive spouse of a neighbour. People have all kinds of wants, but it's unlikely you'll tell me that you'll feel like sitting at home watching TV or canoodling with a neighbour's spouse is an important value to you. So in summary, according to research and thankfully common sense as well, your advice is much more likely to be accepted if you, firstly, ensure your desire to give advice is honourable and not just an urge to feel important or demonstrate your superior knowledge. Check you're focused on the true best interests of the person you want to give the advice to or of the people who will benefit from their advice following. And secondly, remember that people can be automatically defensive and respect their need to feel autonomous and self-directed. Ask someone to focus on their core values by asking them what they feel is important in life. Discuss those values with them in conversation before any advice is offered, thus helping them focus on the bigger context. Deliver your advice and don't rush it. You've helped prime their mind and you can afford to wait and let the priming do its work. And use I and me rather than you where possible. Research has found that using personal pronouns makes you seem less pompous or authoritarian. Saying, I feel it would be really good for you to do this comes across very differently from, you should do this. Mention the benefits they can expect from following the advice, even if the benefit is something like, at least you'll know you've acted in a way that's in line with who you are and what you believe is important. And that last one is a benefit. I feel so much better when I'm true to myself. And someone following your advice because by doing so they'll feel true to themselves means that they can maintain that all-important feeling of control. Sometimes I'll be a little more direct and put this all together fast, so I might say something like, you seem like a really honourable person to me, so if I ask you to do this, then I really believe you'll actually do it. Then give them the suggestion. You've stated what you believe is a core positive quality of theirs, and then attach that to the advice you gave them. A person may feel they want to match your good opinion of them, and that may help them reflect on their core values and follow the advice you've given them. There are so many ways to influence people, and sometimes you actually do know better. But ultimately, if someone doesn't accept your advice, it really is down to them what pathways they travel down in life. all we can do is, just now and then, offer advice in ways that help people feel that, by following the advice, they will be the ones in control, and that following it fits with some very important pre-existing ideas about life that they have. And of course, we all need to listen to good advice sometimes, not just give it. So next time I feel someone's telling me something important for my own true best interests, I'm going to stop and think about my core values, on what I feel is important in the long term, and not just on what I feel I might want in the short term. Okay, so I hope you found this interesting and useful, and to listen to other audio insights, see the hypnosisdownloads.com members section, the Growth Zone. Members get access to all the downloads on the site, plus exclusive members-only downloads. And to find out more, just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on the members link. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and I hope you enjoyed this audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com.